Are you tired, stressed, or burnt out? Pag-usapan natin yan in this new Trying Hard podcast episode. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Trying Hard with Laika podcast. And today, pag-uusapan natin itong tatlong bagay na ito. Ano ba ang pagkakaiba nila? Ano ang pinagkapare-pareho nila? And why is it important to know accurately kung ano yung naramdaman mo ngayon? At kasi yun din yung paraan kung paano natin siya ma-address, kumbaga. Okay? If you are not following the podcast yet, go ahead and hit follow or subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. And yan, marami pa tayong mga pag-uusapan in the future. So hopefully, kung interested kayo, you can join me dito sa journey na ito sa buhay as a tryhard. Okay? Now, let's start with the first term, which is being tired. Now, ang being tired is quite straightforward. It's being physically or mentally drained of your energy. And it's important to note that if you're tired, it's usually because of an activity or a series of things that you needed to finish or accomplish. So, ang unang distinction dito is that ang tiredness is activity-induced. So, nakasentro siya dun sa activity, whether yan ba ay schoolwork, work sa trabaho, work sa ministry, work sa pamilya. Merong mga ginagawa. Okay? May mga kailangan tapusin, kailangan i-accomplish, na nagiging sanhi ng pagkapagod natin. Alam mo yung pag-uuwi ka sa bahay, tas, kumusta ka ngayong araw na to? Pagod. Bakit ka pagod? May ililista mo kung ano yung mga kinapagod mo, kumbaga. Madaling i-point yung project na ito, nag-practice kami for this play, nagsulat ako ng ganito. Like, I filmed, for example sa akin, I filmed 12 videos in a day. Of course, you would be tired. There would be physical and mental, minsan emotional na pagkapagod dahil naglabas ka ng energy dito sa mga activities na ito. Okay? So again, that is being tired. Now, anong difference ng being tired sa being stressed? Okay? Now, being stressed is different kasi, although, di ba, nag-share siya ng symptoms or pareho yung pakiramdam when you're stressed and when you're tired, basically, low energy ka, you feel spent, you feel exhausted, kumbaga, ang stress ay different because it's no longer just activity-induced. Hindi na siya dahil lang sa isang ginawa o sa maraming ginawa mo, meron ng stressor na tinatawag. Kumbaga, sa buhay ko, when looking back at yung mga episodes ko saan ako ay tired or stressed, ang tired, I feel more and more ngayon na gusto ko yung ginagawa ko, like okay naman yung environment dito sa workplace, I'm just tired kasi marami akong ginagawa. Pero stressed, yun yung mga moments sa buhay ko na merong mga people, whether katrabaho, kasama sa ministry, kasama sa iba't ibang larangan or iba't ibang settings, na nagkakos ng negative na hindi lang physical na pag-aalalaanan mo ng energy, pero emotional, mental na drain sa'yo. You know when you have to be careful about what you say kasi may mga people na i-judge ka sa kung ano man yung sasabihin mo. Merong mga demands na hindi proportional dun sa mga bagay-bagay na yun. If merong pressure sa'yo to do things a certain way or to perform a certain way, hindi na lang siya pagod. Stress na siya. Ibig sabihin nun, if you're working on a project and marami kang ginawa to achieve yung project na yun, or para matapos yung project na yun, that's just you being tired. Pero if kahit hindi ka naman maraming ginagawa per se, kasi hindi ka naman nagpupukupok ng martilyo or lumalabas para mag-shop for materials, walang necessarily physically draining or emotionally draining na task, pero merong hindi magandang sitwasyon, merong pressure for you to meet a certain standard, meron kang tao na binubungangaan ka or nagsasabi sa'yo na ano ba yan, hindi mo yan kaya, di ba? Meron ng stressor na tinatawag, that would be stress. Now, dahil alam natin yung difference ng being tired and being stressed, it's very important to note din kung ano yung pagkakaiba naman niya sa burnout. na kung ang tiredness ay physical, mental, emotional na pagka-drain ng energy because of activities that you did, ang stress naman is being, again, emotionally, physically, mentally drained, no, or exhausted because of a stressor or a stressful environment or being stretched too thin, kumbaga, sa dami ng mga kailangan mong gawin at sa pressures din, whether physical, literal, o talagang metaphorical, kumbaga, or just pressure galing sa ibang tao. Ang burnout is different in that it is a lot like being stressed, which is a lot like being tired, but being burned out happens over a period of time. So even if you look at the definitions ng being stressed or being exhausted versus burnout, you would see that there's this component of time. Kasi ang burnout is not something naman that happens overnight. Hindi siya nangyayari na automatic na parang, okay ako ngayon, tapos bukas burned out na ako. Hindi siya like that. Burnout happens over a series of, or a period of time na yung stress mo ay hindi siya na-address. Okay, so ang unaddressed stress over time can lead to burnout. So kung ipipicture natin ito, kumbaga, hindi ka na lang physically tired, emotionally tired, present yung stressor, whether tao man yan, event, prompt, any aspect in your life, pero lagi na lang siyang nandyan. Hindi na siya yung tipong naiiwan ko na sa opisina lang siya or sa eskwelahan lang siya. Hindi ko na na-turn off yung mode na yon na parang student mode ka or sa mga PK dyan, PK mode ka, di ba? Wala nang switch doon. Wala nang demarcation sa kung ano yung stressful na environment at yung real world at everyday world mo. So, laging present yan nandyan. Kumbaga, may anino na nababalot yung sitwasyon. Araw-araw, lagi-ilagi. At dahil hindi nagbabago yon, at dahil hindi na-address yung stress na yon or yung stressor na yon, hindi na ipapahinga, umaabot na siya sa point na hindi ka na lang ubos dahil sa mga ginagawa. Ikaw ay ubos na to start with. So, isang major difference nito is you get tired when you spend energy. Diba? Naglalabas ka ng energy, naglalabas ka ng emotional na investment, ganyan. Pero ang burnout, hindi mo kailangan may gawin, hindi mo kailangan na may ikapagod. You start from being pagod na agad. Ni hindi nare-recharge yung battery mo para maubos uli. Hindi, lagi ka na lang pagod. Alam niyo yung pag may cellphone tayo, lalo na yung mga older models, di ba, yung na-change pa yung battery. Di ba, pag meron tayong battery, tapos na overcharge natin or na-overuse natin, over time, lumulobo siya. Di ba? Pag lumobo na yung battery, di ba, minsan pag bumibili ka ng phone, iniikot pa yan para ipakita na hindi pa siya lumulobo. Pero pag umikot na yung battery mo, ibig sabihin lumobo na siya. That's a lot like burnout. Kasi, pansinin niyo kapag yung cellphone ninyo ay na-burnout na yung battery, kumbaga, or na-gasta na yung battery, kahit i-charge mo siya ng isang buong araw, pag sinaksak mo siya or ginamit mo siya, sandali lang, ubos na agad yung battery niya. So, parang ganun yung metaphor na pwede natin ikabit dito sa burnout. Hindi ka nagsistart from 100 at nauubos. Nagsistart ka from what looks like 100 or seems like 100 or kahit na magpahinga ka buong weekend. Pero sandaling-sandali na lang yung kaya mong ibigay. PC mo ang ikli-ikli na, yung pasensya mo ang ikli-ikli na, motivation mo, ubos na. So, those are yung points of distinction dun sa tatlo. Now, hindi naman tayo nasa habit na pag-usapan natin to, kumbaga ungkatan tayo ng feelings, tapos tapusin na natin, di ba? The key here is knowing where am I right now so that we can address it properly. And so, after the break, we're going to talk about some of the things that you could do kung ikaw man ay tired, stressed, or burnt out, hopefully makatulong sa inyo.
So, siya yung bumibili ng planner taon-taon kasi New Year, New You.
Oo.
Pero hindi niya naman sinusulatan.
Hmm.
Kasi daw pangit yung sulat niya, sayang yung papel. Tapos minsan, January, okay pa, sinusulatan niya, ginagamit niya. February, okay pa. Tapos susunod niyang bubuksan, September na. Ganun ka rin ba? Ako rin kasi kaya nga gumawa ko ng sarili kong planner. Ito ang planner na para sa mga tryhard, kagaya ko. At dahil hindi nakakahiya maging trying hard, mas nakakahiya to not try at all, nilagay na natin sa cover mismo. This planner is undated, kaya pwede mo simulan gamitin kahit kailan. At kung makakalimutan gamitin eh, pwede mong gamitin ulit. Walang masasayang na papel. But I should warn you, this planner is not for everyone. Parang yung podcast natin. Others may look at it and say it's too much or it's too messy. Pero I made these choices para hindi kayo mahiyang gamitin. This is the kind of planner you can use and abuse. Aside from the monthly spread, weekly spread, at yung task list, meron din siyang mga activity sheets that you can use in yung journey sa personal development. At kung ready ka na bumili para sa'yo o para panregalo, you can go to bit.ly/tryinghardplanner. And for the first 100 orders hanggang November 30, I will also include a dedication. Kung gusto nyo lang naman. Just let us know dun sa notes kung kaninong pangalan ang isusulat. Now, I always tell you to dream big, work hard, and start now. This planner right here is actually one of my big dreams, so thank you all for making it come true. Alright, welcome back. So again, napagkaiba-iba na natin kung ano yung tired, sa stressed, sa burnt out. So, ang una ko sasabihin would be if you're just starting out, if you're just tired right now, I hope it doesn't get to a point that it becomes being stressed. And if you're stressed right now, I'm hoping na hindi siya umabot sa pagiging burnt out. Pero kung nandun ka na sa point of burnout, hopefully, di ba, makatulong ito to reset. And at least, hindi man bumalik sa 100%, magkasimula tayo doon sa journey ng pagpapahinga sa sarili. Kumbaga. Okay? Now, let's start with something simple. Anong gagawin when you're tired? Now, the best thing about being tired is it can be cured by rest. So, pahinga. Straightforward. Pagod yung katawan mo. Di ba? Pagod yung emotions mo. Take a breather. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and then you should be good. Okay? Parang yung pagtumakbo ka ng marathon, di ba? Hindi naman pwedeng bukas, tatakbo ka ng isa na namang marathon, di ba? Kailangan may recovery time, kumbaga. So, being tired requires you to rest. And, again, because it's just tiredness, after that, you should be good. Babawasan mo yung activities mo, di ba? Or magsistop ka doing activities para next time, makapagsimula ka ulit na mag-participate or makagawa. So, again, when you're tired, you rest. Okay? Syempre, it goes without saying na when we talk about rest, hindi lang siya literal na tulog. Kailangan din ng emotional na pahinga, kailangan mental na pahinga, yung purposeful, kumbaga, na pahinga. And we talked about that in an earlier episode when we talked about rest and the value of, being deliberate when it comes to resting in the weekends. You can listen to those previous episodes na lang. Okay? Now, dun na tayo sa stress. This is where it gets a little bit tricky. Kasi how do you address stress? Now, the key here, of course, is pinpointing yung stressor. Saan ba nanggagaling yung stress mo? Is it someone in particular that's giving you a hard time? Is it a thought process? Is it a belief sa sarili mo na hindi totoo? Yung pressure ba? Diba lagi ko sinasabi sa inyo when people ask about pressure, na parang napapressure po kasi ako. Lagi ko sinasabi, you have to know kung saan nanggagaling yung pressure na yan. Sa loob mo ba, sa sarili mo ba, o sa ibang tao. So, you also talked about that in an earlier episode. Pakinggan nyo na lang din yung tungkol dun sa pressure, no? And there's always this metaphor na ang pressure can make a potato soft and can make an egg hard. So, again, iba yan sa bawat tao. Pero ang sa akin talaga, kailangan mo i-pinpoint kasi kung saan ang galing yung stress. Kasi once you do that, you understand if my choice ka to either remove the stressor from the equation or remove yourself from the environment, no stressor. Kumbaga, no, kung gagamit tayo ng metaphor, alam niyo yung merong mga massage na yung mga sa paa na pang-massage, di ba? Yung medyo masakit, yung tumutusok, right? So, ang stress, kumbaga, is a lot like that. Tapos lagi siya nakadikit sa'yo, di ba? Now, kung nararamdaman mo yung ganong klaseng stress, you have a few options. Either hubarin mo yung chinelas para hindi mo siya nararamdaman. Or kung hindi pa kayang hubarin totally, kasi I understand, kung kaya rin, katrabaho kayo, tapos sa trabaho nang gagaling yung stress, pero kailangan mo yung trabaho kasi kailangan mo na magbayad ng bills, kailangan mo ng money to survive. The thing is, wag mo isusuot yung sapatos or yung chinelas na yun ng buong araw, araw-araw. Pag-uwi mo sa bahay, hubarin mo yung chinelas na yun, di ba? Sa trabaho,
lang yung stress, so manatili siya sa trabaho. Hindi ko hahayaan na maapektuhan nito yung personal kong buhay, yung family life ko, di ba? Kumbaga, hindi ko hahayaan sumama siya sa akin hanggang sa bahay. So, hubarin mo yung chinelas. Or, the other option, of course, would be ikaw ang aalis sa sitwasyon na yun. And how do you do that? Of course, you plan ahead. Diba? Kung, again, trabaho ang problema, you may want to explore options sa kung saan ka makakahanap ng ibang alternative. Kung church ang problema, diba? Kung merong mga circles sa friends na problema. Like, if umabot sa point na, okay, hindi na to something na kaya kong i-turn on and off yung exposure, kailangan ko na talaga umalis dun sa sitwasyon na to, then you can start planning yung iyong escape plan, kumbaga, or yung exit plan mo dun sa sitwasyon na yon. Sa Get Hired podcast, we have a conversation about your exit plan. So, panoorin or pakinggan nyo na lang din yung episode na yon. But the idea there is, if you feel stressed, again, bago pa siya umabot sa burnout sana ha, ideally, pwede ka nang mag-take ng small steps, little steps, para maialis mo yung sarili mo sa sitwasyon na yon. That includes saving money, di ba? Kung ikaw ay nakatali sa trabaho dahil kailangan mo ng pera. Okay, kahit paunti-unti magtabi ka, hindi mo ng target yung sarili mo, when I have this money, pwede na akong mag-resign, pwede na akong umalis, pwede na akong mag-business. Para that way, every day becomes a little more meaningful kasi you have something to work towards. So, hindi na uubos or natutuyo yung ating motivation. Di ba? Hopefully, para hindi again, hindi siya umabot sa pagka-burnout. So, you have to, kumbaga, save yourself from that situation. And it may not be easy kasi hindi naman lahat may privilege na pwedeng mag-decide na okay, ayoko na. And then I'll just walk away. Pero you can start to extricate yourself or alisin mo yung sarili mo dun sa sitwasyon na yun dahan-dahan. Diba? Parang kumbaga kung merong building na nag-collapse on top of you, hindi ka man makatalon palabas right away, unti-unti. Diba? Okay, tanggalin ko muna yung isang arm ko, tanggalin ko isang paa ko, hanggang makatakas ako dun sa sitwasyon na yun. Okay? Now, eto na yung medyo mas mahirap. How do we deal with burnout? And I'm sorry for laughing there. It's a very Filipino thing to laugh when you're uncomfortable. But that doesn't mean na ang burnout should be taken lightly. Kasi hindi. Kasi mabigat siya. Kasi burnout siya for a reason. Hindi na siya katulad ng regular na stress. So ang first na piece of advice ko sa inyo is if you could, please. No? Or actually, hindi na if you could, you should. You should seek professional help. If you feel every day that you don't have the strength, the energy, the motivation, wala kang ganang bumangon, walang silbi ang buhay, like, kung umabot ka sa sukdula na gano'n, na parang lahat ng araw magkakamukha na, wala ka ng, yung pangarap mo, wala ka ng pangarap, you don't even allow yourself to dream kasi talagang walang-wala na, like, go and seek professional help. Kasi you really need to find a way to express these feelings, to find a safe space where you can share your thoughts. And in a way, kahit through group therapy or kahit through group sharing, makikita mo na, okay, hindi pala ako mag-isang dumadaan sa ganito. So that you find a way and find strength and draw strength then from other people to start inching towards ano rin yung pwede kong gawin about it. Now, I understand nga kasi na iba na pag burned out ka na eh, wala ka na talagang, walang-wala na talaga. Minsan, upos ka na kumbaga, yung sinasabi nila. Pero, okay, hindi ibig sabihin nun, eh, hanggang dun ka na lang. Ang ibig sabihin lang nun would be, you need more time, more effort, more help, sa totoo lang, outside help sometimes, para makarecover ka to the point na, okay, hindi na siya burnout, stress na lang din siya. Okay? And what I usually tell people is, burnout forces you to do a hard stop. Hard stop. Ibig sabihin, kung stressed ka lang, tapos, di ba, hindi ka makaresign kasi kailangan mo pa ng pera, baka pwede ka pa magtiis eh, di ba? Pwede ka pang magunti-unti. Okay, I'll give myself 2 months, mag-iipon ako, di ako gagastos ng luho or anything kasi I'll work towards my mag-exit strategy. Pero kung burnout ka na, kasi umabot na sa point na isang kalabit lang, galit na galit ka na, I'm going to use this as an example. So, if in case you're listening to this podcast a little bit later, but in March of 2024, there's this viral video of a teacher doing a live stream. Tapos sinisermon na niya yung mga estudyante niya, and she was really screaming insults sa kanya mga estudyante. And this is not the first time naman na something like this came up. May mga cases din ng drivers naman, di ba? Road rage, ganun. Now, when we talk about people reaching that peak ng matinding galit, yung ibang level na yun, yung sinasabi nila nagdilim na yung paningin nila. Maliban sa, again, kung araw-araw naman nilang ginagawa ito, no, baka naman part talaga ng ugali. Pero usually, these moments na yung kumbaga, nagkaroon talaga ng snap, tapos umabot sa ganun sa sukdulan yung galit, usually, ano yan eh, induced yan by being burnt out. Nandun na siya sa level na yon. So kung nandun ka na sa level na yon, or kahit hindi ka pa umabot doon sa level na yon na meron ka talagang pagputok, kumbaga, meron ka talagang breakdown na naganap, hard stop ka na. Ibig sabihin nun, and I don't encourage you to do this, I'm just saying that sometimes it's necessary, pero doon na papasok yung, okay, hindi ko na kaya even one more day. So bitaw na. Bitaw na, kasi survival ko na yung nakataya dito. So, kunyari, merong mga projects pa sa school, meron pang projects sa ministry, may mga kailangan pang gawin. Pero talagang hindi na, wala na. Ubus na ubus ka na. Hard stop na ton. Like, cut loss na lang, na parang pasensya na. Parang, sorry, this is me being, I know it sounds like I'm being selfish right now, but this is a matter of survival. Sorry, full stop ako. Bitaw. Kasi hindi na talaga kaya. Like, those times, I understand. Kasi hindi na siya stressed lang eh. Hindi na siya nakukuha ng tulog, hindi na siya nakukuha ng motivational talk or motivational video. Kailangan na talaga niyang munang huminto. And then, dun sa full stop na yon, dun na magsisimula yung rebuilding, kumbaga. Healing, taking steps. Pero hindi na siya right away. Now, was I ever burnt out in my life? Yes. Actually, ang Team Laika is a product of a burnout. It was during a time that I was at my lowest of lows. I had to let go of a lot of things abruptly din. Kasi bumitaw talaga ako kasi yung health ko nagsasuffer na. Talagang wala na akong immune system halos. So sobrang ubos na talaga. So I had to really let go. And nag-full stop din ako noon for some time. And it took quite some time for me to recover from it. It took help from my bunsong kapatid, no, si Jana, who would always have me walk outside. So gagawin niya ako ng dahilan para lumabas ako ng bahay. Papakainin niya ako ng kung anong gusto kong kainin. Parang gagawin niya ng paraan na may activity kami for the day. Like, those little things. Kasi the one thing I also want to stress here is that for a lot of people, and marami ng sources that speak about this, ang stress kasi can cause anxiety. Okay, ibig sabihin, nag-stressed ka sa isang bagay, di ba? Nagiging anxious ka tuloy. So, yung papasok ka, anxious ka, kinakabahan ka. Minsan, hindi mo nang alam kung bakit ka kinakabahan. Pero basta you feel like there's something bad that's going to happen. So, you get worried, you get anxious, no? But ang burnout kasi, hindi na siya anxiety lang ang side effect. It turns into depression, which is arguably worse. Kasi when you're anxious, so there are things to do that could make you less anxious. Depression is like a struggle in my experience. It's hard kasi it'll be a day-to-day thing to help yourself na ibangon mo yung sarili mo dun sa ganong klaseng pakiramdam. So again, kung burned out na, and again, it'll take a lot of self-awareness din ha. Ayoko kasing gamitin to ng ibang tao as an excuse din na, okay, oh yan ha, burnout na ako. So, cop out na lang ako sa buhay. Hindi naman ganun. But I really hope that this sheds light. It helps you get some clarity din dun sa kung alin na alin, kung nasan kayo. At again, kahit anong stage naman yan, I would still say that it's very important for you to seek help. Kasi sa activities, kung ikaw lahat ang gumagawa, hindi dapat ganun. Sa stress, kung ikaw lahat ang nagbubuhat, hindi rin talaga dapat ganun. At kung prolonged na yung stress, hindi talaga tama yun. Hindi healthy yun. So I'll leave you with this, and I'm hoping that this is still hopeful for you guys and girls and the people na lang para safe tayo. Ano, everyone is included. I don't want to exclude anyone. But the thing here is you deserve better. And the sad part in life is there are times when even if we deserve better or even if we know there's something wrong and things need to change, hindi lahat tayo meron tayong malilingunan na sasabihin natin na, oy, tulungan mo ko. Hindi lahat makakapansin na hindi ka okay. And I really want to leave you with the charge to take care of yourself. Kasi, the sad part here is I've heard people say na parang, kasi wala namang tumutulong sa akin, wala namang nakakapansin kahit malungkot ako, ganyan-ganyan. Hindi mo kailangan mapansin na malungkot ka. Hindi mo kailangan may makapansin na pagod ka. Kung alam mong malungkot ka, alam mong pagod ka, you can be that person for yourself. Kasi if you always wait for someone else to help you and hold your hand through the entire thing, minsan aabot ka sa point na it's too late. Burnt out ka na. When in fact, pwede ka nang nanindigan para sa sarili mo na. Sobrang dami nyo nang inuuto sa akin. Sobrang dami nyo nang pinapagawa sa akin. Ayokong umabot sa point na mabuburnout ako. So, kailangan kong bitawan itong mga bagay na ito. Ibigin nyo yun sa sarili ninyo. Kasi, the world needs you. The world needs people who try hard. Kayo naman yun, di ba? And the key here is, I really want you guys to survive. Live a long, full life. And for that to happen, you need to be your own advocate din sometimes. Ikaw mismo yung magsabi na, hindi ko na kaya. Ako, hindi ko na kaya, kailangan ko ng pahinga, kailangan ko to. And one thing that I've learned over the years, and I hope I learned it earlier on in life, pero I'm sharing this with you, so hopefully you don't need to wait until your 30s to know this. Things work out. For some reason, things will work out. Even if bumitaw ka, even if hindi perfect, maitatawid naman yan eh, with or without you. So the burden is not solely on your shoulders. Pwede kayong bumitaw, pwedeng may mga sides na lumaylay, pwedeng hindi mo na 100% all the time. If that helps you in the long run. Life is a long game, kumbaga. I don't want you to give all and everything, tas parang, and then have that be the end of it all. Hindi ganun. You have more chances in the future. And you need to give yourself that. Okay? So, yun nga sinasabi ko rin, it's not about taking time to rest. It's about making time to rest. You have to make time to rest. You have to be deliberate about it. Kailangan nyo yan kasi kailangan din namin kayo. Okay? And hopefully, again, we'll meet each other in the real world and you'll be, again, better than you were before we talked about this dito sa episode na ito. Okay? So, yun na for now. I'll leave you with that. Don't forget to follow the podcast if you haven't yet. Sa lahat ng mga nag-share ng thoughts nila sa ating Facebook group, thank you for doing that. Sa mga nag-share ng mga favorite clips nila sa ating episodes, maraming salamat din sa inyo. Thank you for telling people about the podcast. Hopefully, we get to help even more people para hindi na sila umabot to the point na burnt out sila. And sana nakatulong itong episode nito sa inyo. As we always say, dream big, work hard, start now. Please do not get to the point na you're super stressed for a long period of time that you get burnt out. And when people call you try hard, don't let them stop you. I'll talk to you next time.